This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
This is the Advanced Selling Podcast, by the way. I'm Brian Neal.
Bill Caskey.
And we like to pretend that we're DJs when we do this. And that's when the DJ talks up until the words start.
I know what it is.
What?
You talk about it all the time.
John Mellencamp's I Need a Lover. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to the hook.
Until and something tells me you could talk for 2 minutes.
I've tried so many times listening to that to fill the air for 2.5 minutes. It's impossible.
Well, then you don't know what you're saying at some point. You're just babbling.
You're just babbling. So anyway,
well,
you're babbling.
We had a lot of good feedback from our call last week. We had Terry Daniel, our podcast last week. We had Terry Daniel on. And if you want to find out more information about Terry or re-listen to it, it's up on Caskey1, CaskeyOne.com or at the Advanced Selling Podcast.
Yeah, Terry's great. I could listen to him for hours.
He's got a great...
His voice is just, he could be a hypnotist wanting to be.
He could be a therapist. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait, he is. He could be my therapist. Oh, wait, he is. Oops. Welcome to my inner monologue.
That's right.
Ruh-roh.
Well, we've got a special guest again this week.
Yeah,
two weeks in a row with a special guest.
It's guest month.
And today, do you want to introduce her?
The cool thing about this, and we look at our podcast group as a family, as a tribe, whatever you want to call it. They're members of the group, and they're close with us. And we have a LinkedIn group. And so we thought, let's reach out to somebody who seems to be really active, an active participant with us. So we've got one of our listeners and one of our, I'll call her a fan, if I will, if we could have such a thing. Her name is Rachel Lyman. She works at the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce out in Denver. Have you been to Denver, Bill?
I love Denver.
It's absolutely. Yeah. There's no better place.
I love.
It's like sunshiny 330 days out of the year out there.
I love flying into Denver and driving to the ski slopes.
Nothing
and
better.
You can be on the slopes from here up till. Well, anyway, is that why we have her on?
Well, it's a nice plug for the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce. She gives us $5 every time we say that. This is kind of great. But her name is Rachel Lyman. Rachel, so glad that you're with us today. We thank you very much for participating.
Thank you.
Well, Rachel, tell us a little bit about you. How long have you been in sales? And you, again, as Brian said, you're very active on our LinkedIn group, and I can just tell that you are very ambitious in how you approach sales. Tell us a little bit about your sales career and maybe some of the struggles or challenges that you have as a representing an association like the Chamber.
Well, I've been in sales for just over 2 years. I've never had any training or so forth, and been with the Chamber for about 8 months, and this is much more B2B than what I experienced before, and I definitely struggled. So I went on a mission to get some help, and I like to be successful, and I don't like to fail at anything I do, so started to listen to podcasts and look for any books or anything I could find, and I kept coming back to Advanced Selling Podcasts, and I became a loyal listener, and I probably listened to all the episodes 3 times at least.
Wow.
I work with lots of companies to help them succeed, so I've sent lots and lots of people to go to you guys. You just approach selling the way I do, which is natural for me. Which is basically do anything not to make a cold call.
Good for you, Rachel. That's the right answer, yeah. And it's so great to hear the couple of things that stick out to me when I hear it. So for our other listeners that can relate to what you're doing, yeah, that first is oftentimes companies, especially a chamber of commerce, they may have limited budgets, and it's hard for people to get help and coaching, that sort of thing. So it's cool that in these days you've got a lot of things that are just literally at your fingertips, things like the Advanced Selling Podcast or other podcasts and blogs like that. And kudos to you for taking the action to reach out to find people. Now, interesting because our listeners are already listening, but a great message to send around. The other thing that I loved what you said was you like to help people. And so we're obviously gracious. You like to send them to the Advanced Selling Podcast. But what a great karmic thing to do.
Yeah.
And you're clearly aligned with how we think about the world and how energy comes back to you like a boomerang. You put good energy out, good energy comes back. So it's very good to hear.
So I've got a question for you. What is one thing that you may have heard us talk about or that you've learned in your first couple of years in sales that has stuck with you that you feel like is a difference maker in how you approach people or how you guide people through the sales cycle or how you close business? Just give us one or maybe two, but let's start with one thing that you've learned that's meaningful for you.
I've learned that giving more than you're supposed to, providing a higher level of service and doing it because you care and not as worried about the outcomes has made me feel better to hear it from someone else, from a source such as you two that that is right. Because, as you know, in sales, there's all that monthly pressure to perform, and you can get so caught up in that desperation that you lose track of why you're doing what you're doing. Uh-huh. So, and also what I've really learned from you guys is what my sales coach says is being centered. So coming from a place of, like, good intention is something I have to just always work on and not worry about the actual sale, but what am I doing to help people in the long run, and that'll come back to me. So.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to do sometimes, because especially if you have managers or you have bill collectors or you have just pressures, outside pressures. I'm not insinuating you have bill collectors. Just pressures from the outside that sometimes get you off center, and it gets you back into when can I close this deal, and why aren't they buying from me, and how do I handle this objection? And sometimes the best move is just to let them go and find someone else.
Right, and not question everything that I say, and that I hit all the steps, that I ask all the questions. I notice that when I come from the right place, that, you know, even if it doesn't work out as far as closing a sale, it works out as a whole moving forward, and it always comes back.
Very, very good. Very well said. We couldn't say this any better. You should have your own podcast, you see, which I'm sure if you listen, you're probably already working on that, right? You're probably going to announce that at the end of this interview.
That's right.
Right? It's really, really good.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, one of these days, right? You know, it's interesting, too, is that, you know, if you look at, because Rachel's very active on LinkedIn, so I'm, of course, currently on her LinkedIn profile page, as I can see, and she came from a restaurant background. And it's so interesting, too, that you've gotten this perspective, because I find people that come from a service industry tend to overserve, not overserve like drinks wise, but just overserve the customer's always right and that sort of thing. And I'm really curious how you've kind of taken that mentality from the past and then put it into this idea that sometimes it's okay to walk away. Sometimes it's okay that, you know, someone's not going to say yes or like you or want to do business with you. How do you put those two together?
Well, it is very similar to what I did before as a manager in the downtown area, Denver. Is to act, I would teach my staff to act as concierge. So even if it meant that someone would walk in and say, that's not what I'm looking for to eat, but you would be the first one to give them a suggestion for what they actually wanted.
Great.
So I relate that to what I do now, is that I like to be a resource for people.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I learned in restaurants is that if you can make someone happy or show them that you care, give them an alternative, even if they're not happy with their experience, they will remember the experience, remember you, and they will send people to you.
Mm.
So I do that now, is that if I can't provide what they need, whether that's we're out of their price range or we don't have the right industries in our organization for their business, then I send them to a place that will meet their needs and like to just develop a relationship. So they'll be in my network. So I like to connect people to opportunities. Mm-hmm. So one person has a service and one person has a need, and connect them together.
That's very good.
Yeah, but I've had to watch out if I don't give too much away.
Yeah. Welcome to the club. That's good for you. That's great. It's always better to err on the side of giving too much away than not enough and being stingy with your value and your knowledge and that sort of thing. So we're talking with Rachel Lyman, who works at the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce. It's another $5 for me. Keep saying that's great, isn't it? But she's a listener and an avid, I'd say, fan of what we do, and clearly someone who's internalized a lot of the things that she's heard and read. I've also noticed, Rachel, you've got a couple of items that you've purchased from us. You've got the email it book. What are some of the tools that you've seen or used? What have been some of the more valuable ones so far as you look at things that you feel good about, but what have either produced results for you, or is that, okay, this is something I can really take and make my own?
Hands down, the book, Email It.
Yep. You use that what do you use it for?
I use it to email prospects, and I kind of qualify prospects prior to reaching out to them.
Ooh.
So I have certain qualifications, a business leader, C-level executive, who gives back to the community. So those are kind of like the key kind of traits of people who invest on a high level with our organization.
Yeah.
So then I used your email, the cold prospecting email, and it was somewhat difficult because I work in an association, so I'm not selling a widget or business solution.
Mm-hmm.
I'm selling a very intangible thing that costs quite a bit.
Yep.
So I started to use it, and I went from having no one respond at all to what I was doing before to it's almost 100%. If I send it in through LinkedIn, it's very close to 100%. If I send it via their email address, it's probably about 75% to 80%.
Wow, that's interesting. That's a great stat.
That's great. So 100% through LinkedIn and a little less, 70-80% through if you send it through the direct email.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's amazing.
Good for you.
And what's interesting is that there are people who will die for 1.5%
exactly.
return on emails,
There are people that sell $1 million marketing programs for 1.5%, right?
Right.
There's some here.
Yeah, you have a percentage. Like, okay, if I send out 100 emails, I expect to get 3-5 back. That's a great turnaround. So this, it's been shocking. And yeah. It's awesome.
It even shocks us, Rachel. So.
It does. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good. Well, we've enjoyed having you on today, and I hope you continue to be a listener. And if there's anything we can do for you, is there a way people can get a hold of you? If is LinkedIn the best avenue?
LinkedIn is probably the best, considering the area.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you can also reach me at the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce. But you can find all my contact information on my LinkedIn profile.
Okay, that's Rachel, R-A-C-H-A-E-L, Lyman, L-Y-M-A-N. So if you're out in Denver and you'd like to talk with Rachel about chamber activities or anything else like that, look her up on LinkedIn, probably the best way to do it.
Yeah, and I would definitely suggest our listeners go to LinkedIn with Rachel. She's on the Advanced Selling Podcast group, but also just link in with her director. We'll see if we can shut her account down. That would be a lot of fun. See how big of a pull we've got with the Advanced Selling Podcast.
I don't think you want to know that.
Kind of like Howard Stern. Probably not.
Yeah. All right. Well, Rachel, thanks again for being on the show, and we'll be in touch with you later, and I hope you have a great 2012.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was really great.
She's good.
She's really good.
Yeah.
And I tell you what makes her good. I mean, there's a lot of things, but I love people that just sort of take their own responsibility for their own growth. And she's clearly done that, and she implements what she learns and she pays attention to it, and she's got her own sales coach. And these are the traits of high performers.
That's right.
Is what high performers do. Great that our listeners probably listen already, but be an interesting thing to start to dialogue with someone like her and say, okay, what sorts of things you're doing? How are you using these tools? There are probably other tools outside of us. She said she had a sales coach.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is,
who
could probably be helpful to other people. But very, very impressed with her. She's been in two years, she said, in sales.
2 years in sales,
and eight months
in
this. I mean, that is shocking to me that she's where she is mentally. You can hear. Can you hear it? Like when on the phone, just it kind of oozes out of her, just her sense of self and detachment and good intent and being okay with who she is. That's really, really impressed.
You know, I think you're right, Brian. I think that whole idea of, because I can see a manager, and this is not, I don't know her manager, but a manager typically will look at a salesperson who is being very successful, and they'll say to the next salesperson who is not being as successful, here, just do what Rachel does.
Yeah.
Just go send that email out and go make the call and hang around Rachel. And yet that never works because it's the intangible things that someone like her brings to the table. And we have a lot of successful listeners. We get emails every week. We get several emails from our listeners on the podcast who tell us that they are successful, and not in a bragging way, but just so I know we have a lot of successful people. Don't stop being curious and don't stop looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, what can I be better at?
Yeah.
And if you do that, answers will come.
They will. Yep. You can find us on LinkedIn. Go to LinkedIn. We've got an Advanced Selling Podcast group. We'd love to have you join. You can talk to Rachel. She tends to post a lot of questions, great questions, and has some good responses too. You can also go to our website is Caskey1, CaskeyOne.com, and you can find all sorts of things about our firm and about the podcast and us, and look around there.
Yep. Next show, Christmas show.
Yay.
See you next time.
Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to BillCaskey.com or to iTunes.